So now is the time in our service where we take our offering. Each month, CVUUS shares the weekly offering with a nonprofit or organization whose mission is in line with our principles. This morning, Veronica Chambra and Kathy Comstack are going to come and talk to us about Addison Allies Network, which is our share for this month. Kathy and Veronica.
Hi. So Addison Allies Network started with Kathy and I teaching English to a bunch of guys at Four Hills Farm in Bristol in 2017. The migrant farm workers, and they were referred to us by Open Door Clinic, a clinic in Middlebury that provides services to underinsured and uninsured people. Addison Allies is now incorporated, and we're a 501c3 organization. We have 22 people teaching English around the county to farm workers. Many of them are people who go to this church. We have about 50 ESL students right now, many of whom have been with us for over a year or more. And we have 16 volunteer drivers, two of whom are migrant farm workers, who we helped either buy a car or get their driver's license or register the car and insure it. We provide 3 to 12 rides per week, mostly to medical and dental appointments. We do off-the-farm activities, a real wide variety from hiking to going dancing to going out to dinner. And we help people access goods and services in the community. Some generalizations about the farm workers. They're here 3 to 5 years usually to earn some money to make life better or to create opportunities for themselves or their family in Mexico. They work 12 or more hours a day. They pay taxes, all the same taxes that American workers pay. And they don't get any of the benefits of paying those taxes. They earn less than minimum wage generally. And housing is included, but it is usually pretty substandard and sometimes dangerous housing. They have one day off per week. Some have less than that. Some stories that will explain what we do. So when I started teaching English with Tio, he was very confused about the words foot, feet, feed, fed, food. Did these all mean the same thing? Did they mean different things? Did they all relate to feet, or did they all relate to food? He now calls me. This is about almost 2 years he has been a student of ours, and he talks in sentences and can talk to just about anybody and get himself understood. So I feel really good about that.
There's a man named Luis who moved here a year and a half ago from New Hampshire. He told us while he was living in New Hampshire, he never left his farm except maybe once or twice a month to go grocery shopping. Since moving here, he has started taking English classes, and his English has excelled beyond anything I could imagine. It's better than mine sometimes. He has taken and passed his driver's exam. He has purchased a car, and he now gives rides to his own family that lives here and others in the group to the medical appointments and grocery stores that when it's needed.
So for transportation, I was providing a ride to two guys, a young man and his uncle, one day. And I said something about Lake Champlain. They had both lived within a half a mile of Lake Champlain for 2 years. They asked me, what is that? And I said, it's a big lake. You never saw it? And they said, no. So I took a ride down to Lake Champlain with them. And when they saw the bridge, they asked me if we could drive over the bridge. So we drove over the bridge over to Crown Point. It was early spring. It was pretty chilly. It was a very windy day. They just took pictures of themselves. I felt like we were tourists. Took pictures, called family in Mexico, took panorama views of where we were, told everybody about what we were doing, and we were just tourists for a couple of hours.
Another man named Tony really wanted to work on his English skills. In fact, that's one of the main reasons we started this group, was because of his call to learn English. Veronica and I started teaching him English, and we learned that his ability was well beyond our teaching skills as teachers. So we quickly found Vermont Adult Learning. After finding out that Vermont Adult Learning was a copacetic organization and that we could work well with them, Tony started his English learning with them. We have now brought several students to Vermont Adult Learning. Tony now has his GED, and another one of the students has just been awarded a certificate from the National Honor Society.
So as far as accessing goods and services, so Evaristo is a man who lives out in Addison. He lives in an apartment above the barn. The cows are just under his room, which has no windows. He was in this recent heat wave, he was having difficulty sleeping and told that to the person he works with English. And she talked to her congregation, got a free portable air conditioner, and there was a hole in this. We were trying to figure out, what do we do about venting this thing? Well, there was a hole in the side of the barn, so now the vent goes out the hole in the barn, and he's just texted me and told me he's sleeping much better.
And this is not to forget the daily PTSD that these men and women live in every day. Just yesterday, when I was clothes shopping with three of the guys, and I made the suggestion of going down to Rutland, to the Walmart and the Old Navy stores down there, without a beat, they said, nope, we don't want to go there because we know the ICE raids are beginning and we're scared.
So we do a lot of activities, social activities. Kathy is really great at taking people dancing. And we have several volunteers have had big dinners at their houses. We hike, we take people swimming. We do a whole bunch of different things as volunteers and workers are interested. And one recent activity, we hiked up Snake Mountain with a bunch of guys. And one of the guys after the hike sent me this text, and I'm going to quote, "The hike was an unforgettable experience. Thank you." So we have more stories. All our volunteers have stories, amazing stories, of their time with workers. And the amount of appreciation and gratitude they show to us, making us food, offering us whatever little they have to share with us. And we don't have any big goals as far as like migrant justice on the political level. Our goal is to blunt the sharp edges of a bad system and an unjust system that these workers are involved with. One goal that we do have, though, is to have a community center at some point where workers, other people in the larger community, can come together to meet, to share, and to grow. Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
So thank you both, and thank you for this important work that you're doing. We will now have the offering. Please be as generous as you are able.